Commissioners, again, Sam Toll from Gold Hill. I'd like to echo some of the things that Ms. Bard brought up, because I really think that it's important for everyone to recognize what it is we're asking to encumber ourselves with. So basically, we've got a $45 million credit card that's maxed out right now. Interest rates are zero. Nobody's asking us for payments, but that debt still exists. We're now being asked to fill out an application for a $35 million credit card, and those monies that are going to be used to pay for it, the $2.1 million per year based upon new business, as you've described, that's going to come as a result of putting in this, again, what I agree with Ms. Bard, is a developer-based expense that is benefiting them. We benefit indirectly, but it's their business that is going to benefit directly from it. So the $2.1 million that we're going to pay is going to take cuts on anything that our community may need. For example, the pool that I swam in when I was a little kid, same pool, you know, here 40, 50 years later. We've got Sean Griffin from the Community Chest who's had to beg, borrow, and steal money for his community development center. We've got libraries. We've got a senior center. You know, Sherry, who was here earlier today, does a great job with what she has to work with. But go to Douglas County and look at their senior center. And, you know, when we're looking at this and we're looking at who benefits, we look at following the money, you know, TRI is going to be buying the money, the water, from Sparks and Reno and the water districts that you described. They're going to be investing money in treating that, and then they're going to be selling it to their clients. There's profit involved there, and that's an absolutely legitimate business opportunity. The question is, are they going to use our $35 million credit card to make money? And if so, what's in it for us? So are we going to have our $45 million credit card cut up and have that debt excused? Are we going to step in line on the profits that are made from the water that gets sold to, instead of having our tax money pay for that, have the profits from that system take place? I left here, went to Placer County for 30 years, came back. I had a conversation with a Placer County supervisor about 2 weeks ago regarding Roseville's big expansion in housing again. And we talked about this very thing, how the developers have to pay for the sewer, the developers have to pay for the water, the developers have to pay for the pavement, the developers have to assume and encumber themselves on all that expense, so that they can make money building the houses and selling them. That's their business model. And taxpayers are not asked to invest in that and to participate in that. And so my question is, you know, as to echo Ms. Bard, what's in it for us? Why?
Okay, and I believe I've attempted to answer that, but I want to clarify two things that have been used now. One is our debt, our credit card. Okay, this is not a debt of the county. It's a debt of the state of Nevada, pure and simple. We are participating because that, well, I shouldn't say, we may participate because those are in the provisions of SB 1, but it is not our debt. The other thing I don't know if Jeremy and I have emphasized enough is that co-participation level. If you take a look at the $2.1 million, and don't hold me to these numbers because I think we're still in the process of refining, but if you take a look at the state's participation on sales tax, they're putting in 1%, half 50%, but 1 cent of their sales tax. I have no idea what modified business tax is out there, but I can tell you it's substantial. I don't know that we've drilled down into those numbers. By the time the day's done, the state participation is at such a level compared to the county, I don't want anybody to think that the county's got to write a check every year for $2.1 million. The state's on the hook with us as well. And when we looked, I think we calculated out the other day at roughly 50-50. So we're on for about $1 million. Let me finish. And it is so important to keep focus of that. I'll tell you, I'm the same kind of guy as you in many respects, Sam. I just do not have debt. The county didn't have debt for many years. I do disagree with you on TRI. It doesn't get any better than interest-free. And quite frankly, I don't have to pay them back. We don't have to pay them back if we don't make money in any given year. If we net out that net profit or net proceeds, if you will, and it's based on 35 cents on the dollar on that interest-free. So I guess where I really want to go with this is, one, this isn't debt. Two, And I'll take you back, and what I'll do is I'll get a hold of Marty, because we've been challenged on this before. Take a look at our annual debt management report. We owe Tribe $45 billion, plus or minus. That doesn't show up on our debt management report, because it's not debt in terms of the legal definitions that the attorneys have gone through. So I guess I understand your concerns, but I will tell you, I don't see us as ever having to be on the hook to make a payment. And if we are, we will have an agreement with TRI that $45 million that we do owe, okay, clearly, based on money, if we're a million short in a year, guess what? We don't pay a million.
Okay, so let me then clarify and make sure I understand this correctly. So the $2.1 million, of which you've just suggested the state will share in half of, roughly, based upon what they collect, and then we'll repay. Is that 1.1 or whatever the balance is left over, isn't that still something that would, if this didn't happen, if this credit card didn't exist, would be money that we would receive and be able to spend, in essence, any way we wanted to? Is it taking cuts in front of that money?
You're back to, will this happen? Is the glass half full or half empty? I would tell you, based on the projections, based on working with both GOED intimately and also Jeremy and Tri, I think there's a high probability that the level of interest, even in a switch, is not going to be there at a sustained level based on the current water situation. I don't want to paint a picture that they're out of water. They aren't. But I do want to paint that I think we are building the road, if you will, to the development, so the development can then take the rest.
Sure. And of course, my argument is, as you've heard, that we shouldn't bother to participate in that at all, because we don't own stock in TRI. We don't enjoy any of the profits that they potentially make. And if we're going to be asked to float and to fund and to create a business opportunity for them, then, you know, the skin that is in the game had really better benefit us much more directly, in my opinion.
Let me answer that, though, please. If I may, since this is a workshop, and I appreciate the dialogue. I think the citizens of this county and the county itself do prosper from TRI right now. If you took a look at the budgets, at the balance sheets, at the size of the fire district back in 98, if you take a look at that, we benefit massively. A lot of what we have today, we have due to TRI. So to say that we don't benefit, that we don't get anything, I disagree.
Yeah, and I totally understand where you come from. The indirect benefit is clear. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with two things. So I was a season ticket holder for San Francisco Giants for about 22 years. In San Francisco, you guys might know that I don't think that they can get into consensus that oxygen is a good thing to have in the air. Okay, so I remember participating in three different bond efforts where they tried to borrow money to build what is now the Pac Bell Park. Ultimately, Peter McGowan and Larry Bear and the other bankers involved there provided their own financing. They own now outright, without taxpayer money, one of the most beautiful places to watch a ball game that exists in the United States. And then finally, I'll just say that while I'm glad you suggested that your projections may or may not be accurate. In fact, they are inaccurate. Just how much? You know, I would suggest that we are one tweet away, or perhaps one North Korean nuclear missile test away from having all of our projections be completely annihilated. And I think that, as I have told people who come to me for business advice, which, you know, I certainly don't give them, but the only thing you can guarantee yourself of in business is your overhead. And every time you encumber yourself, every time you borrow money, every time you whip out a credit card, that's, you can't guarantee any future business. You can't guarantee anything, but your phone bill, your power bill, and your credit card bills are going to be due, and people are going to expect to be paid back. So I would urge Mr. McBride and Mr. McGovey to strongly consider what it is that we're being asked to do, and I would urge a no vote. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Cole. Mr.